Hello, everyone. It's Regina Coley, aka the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator. So happy to have you back in the Teaching How to Build Your Teaching Empire course. I'm so excited to talk to you about the next step that you should learn. When you all are learning, because yes, you are teachers. Yes, you are building a teaching empire. But first, you have to learn, you have to do research on your own to better engage with what it is that you're going to teach somebody else. So in that process, you have a couple of options available to you. The first option is that you can learn from somebody else, which is typically what most of you all are doing here, is why you're listening to this course. Or you can study and do some research on your own. I think over time, as you're building your teaching empire, you will do a combination of both. You will have talented teachers and mentors that you want to listen to, and you want to take the information that they're giving to you and utilize that information for yourself. But the second part of that is, especially if your gift is teaching, you yourself love to study and read and research. And sometimes we get criticized because we spend so much time studying and researching on our own that we have this wealth and base of knowledge of information. And I think that is so important as teachers, because you have students that will come to you, they'll ask you questions. And if you are what I call a cookie cutter teacher, you don't have knowledge based off of enough stuff to be able to answer half of the questions that come your way. But when you read and research and study on your own, you expand your depth of knowledge so that when you are working with students and they ask you questions, or they want to engage with the subject matter a little bit further, you are able to guide those types of discussions. You are able to still come alongside that student and direct them to what resources they need to go to, articles that they should read. I mean, you really become the expert in your subject matter because you've spent a substantial amount of time reading, studying, and knowing this information for yourself, not just regurgitating what somebody else has spent that time doing and is now teaching you. So I think as an effective teacher, you have to understand that there's this opportunity available to you, but it's up to you to be able to balance both. Now, if you say to yourself, I'm ready to start studying and learning some of this information on my own, man, I have only been relying on what other people have been teaching me, and that is my only basis of knowledge. Regina, what do I do? So I'm going to share with you five steps that you want to take today, and you want to go ahead and write these down because they're going to be beneficial to you. Okay, so the very first thing that you want to do is observe, or observation. That's what we will write down, is observation. So when you're reading things on your own, I like to think deeper than just the surface level. I've told you guys that's my role. That's my job, to get you guys to think critically, right? So you want to read whatever it is, if it's an article in a magazine, if it is a book that you picked up that was recommended to you, even if you just listen to this wonderful series, audio series on your Kindle, I mean, whatever. You've read this. Now you want to focus in on observation. You want to be able to use those details: who, what, when, where, why, how, why. As you're making these observations, you want to write them down on paper. And so being able to write these things down is you just taking those shorthand notes. What is happening here? Why is that happening? Oh, when did this happen? Where did this happen? All those things. That is why I keep 10,000 notebooks in my house. I am a notebook junkie. I can show you so many beautiful places to find discount notebooks because I take a lot of notes when I've read information. That allows me to first process everything that I've read. So observation is step number one. Step number two is interpretation. So now you're thinking about, I've engaged with this source of information. What does this mean? And so at this point, you're really sitting there thinking, all right, I know what, I know the who, I know the where, I know the how, I know the why. What does this, all of this mean? What does that mean for me? So you're writing those things down. That's the interpretation. Next is the correlation. So that's the third question that you want to ask. How does what you're reading fit in to what you've read in other places? So truth always exist in balance. This can't be something that I just read in this one place and I've read it no place else. Anything that we teach the truth in everything that we teach. That's why sites like Snoops and places like that exist, where it's like, I don't see this anywhere else but this site. So it must be false. we want to be able to validate the information. Like, I've read this here, but I also have heard that here, here, and here. So these are people that are teachers typically teach the truth. And it's the easiest way to spot a false teacher is if they're saying stuff that you've never heard anyplace else. They are having you read stuff that you've never heard recommended anyplace else. So you want to be able to validate and balance truth, and you do that with correlation. Where else have you heard this information that you're reading? How does it fit into this larger concept of things? So sometimes somebody maybe have, you know, written this article and it goes against the grain and they're trying to introduce a new concept. New concepts are fine. I mean, I think that wonderful teachers develop new concepts every single day. But the correlation still should fit into some other larger theory or principle overall. So just to provide that type of clarity there for you. The fourth is going to be application. So you're asking yourself, what differences is going to make in your life? How are you applying what it is that you're learning? How are we doing, like it says in James 1:2, not only being doers of the word, not only being hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So we are getting all of this information into us. We know what we are hearing, but how are we applying it? What are we going to do with this newfound information? And how are you going to incorporate it into your life? It's very important for you to think about that type of information, because we are so consumed with information on a day-to-day basis. And I think that we are in an information-driven society, which is why it is so important for you to build your teaching empire right now. There are students to impact, and there's influence to be had. So understanding that, you have to think about, what are you doing with all the information that you are bringing in and bringing to the table and applying to your life? Because your students are going to ask the same of you. Wow, thank you, Mrs. Coley, for sharing all this information. I feel so inspired, but now I need to make this thing practical. I need to make it tangible. How am I going to take all this that you've given me and apply it to my life? And that may be a great space for you to provide some more instructional material. Here's a checklist. Here's a 21-day habit building checklist that you can use. And I'm going to include that in this course. You know, do that. Do for other people what you first done for yourself. I can never teach somebody something that I haven't done for myself first. 21 days is a very long time to stick with anything and to create that type of change. Try to create a 21-day habit for yourself first and see what challenges, what struggles you have come up with, because that's going to help you create something really, really applicable for students that are in your course to engage with it, because you yourself have gone through this process and you know, you can speak firsthand about a lot of experiences. And the fifth step is going to be communication. So now that you have looked at your observational notes, you have interpreted the information, you have found the correlation, you have defined the application, how are you going to share these principles with other people? And so we are building a business off of teaching one another. I mean, that's what we do. So all of these principles that you are learning and studying, they are helping you grow, but you can help somebody else to experience growth as well by sharing what you're learning with them. And that's what I do here on reginacoley.com every day, is to just share with you things that I'm learning and going through as it's happening. I don't always wait until I've overcome to then say, oh, okay, now I can share. No, sometimes I share experiences that I feel like, yeah, that's happened to me about 20 billion times. I can tell you the ins and outs of that. But sometimes I share experiences where it's like, wow, this is happening to me for the first time right now. And I want you all to come alongside with me and share in this experience with me. And I share information out that way as well. So think about what that means for you. Think about what that means for your community, and start to put these five steps into practice, and in this order. This is one of those steps where sometimes steps is like, just do them all. It doesn't matter what order. This one has an order to it. So be observant of that order as well. I would love to hear your feedback on this section. Send me an email, regina@reginacoley.com. Let me know where you're currently struggling or what steps you may have currently been missing and now have identified and are going to make some changes. Your feedback is valuable and important to me. All right, I will see you in the next course.